News Talk 1620 WTAW this morning was the BCS All Veterans Organization Memorial Day program this year hosted at the VFW Post in Bryan. This year's guest speaker, member of the Bryan American Legion Post, who's also held some positions on the state American Legion level, John Hines.
Headquarters, Grand Dorm of the Republic, General Orders Number 11, Washington, D.C., May 5th, 1868. The 30th day of May, 1968, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies lie in almost every city, village, hamlet, churchyard in the land. That's Decoration Day. That's the beginning of the genesis of what we do today when we honor those who have fallen for our country. I ask myself, why do we do that? And I think we do it because those men and women who died in service to America died for us. They died for us. It's been said that someone must die for everyone to know the full value of life. We're only given one life to live. It can end in an instant. But it's a certainty of death that makes us place such value on our life. If we never experienced loss, we would never appreciate what we had. They died for our happiness, for our freedom, for our ability to live our life to the fullest. That's what the members of our armed forces do for us. They pick up the check so the rest of us can enjoy life as Americans. They fight for our freedom, the freedom of their fellow human beings, and for the freedom granted us by our founders. Every minute of every day, there's a soldier somewhere standing watch to protect us, and we must never forget that. Right now, there's someone standing at the wall in Washington, D.C., with their hand on it, touching the name of a friend, a comrade, or a family member. Likewise, at every other memorial, at the World War II memorial, they may be using a walker or a cane or being pushed in a wheelchair, but they're there honoring those of their comrades who gave their life. They died defending a way of life that they felt was worth dying for. For family, children, freedom, morality, values, and responsibility. Our comrades gave us their lives that we appreciate our lives. Now, how great was the cost? Now, this is the part, this is the boring part, but you live with me for here a minute. World War I, 116,516. World War II, 405,399. Korea, 36,516. Vietnam, 58,209. The Gulf War, 258. Afghanistan, 2,344. Iraq, 4,800, for a total of 624,000. If you throw in the Civil War and the American Revolution, the Mexican War, we're up to about close to 1.4 million Americans. That's pretty meaningful, isn't it? Not meaningful at all. Joseph Stalin. Anybody old enough to remember who Joe Stalin was?
Yeah.
He did say one thing about which he was absolutely correct. He said, one death is a tragedy. 1 million is a statistic. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do today. I'm going to ask you to let your minds wander to those family members, friends, comrades, who lost their life in service to our country, while I do the same. Dave Seaman and Bobby Ecker, you don't know these guys. They're from Springdale, Pennsylvania. And coincidentally, moments before I walked out of my house this morning, I got an email from an old buddy back in Springdale, Pennsylvania that said, hey, we're out at the graveyard right now doing a memorial service for Bobby Ecker and Dave Seaman. And it just, life just comes together. Corporal David Allen Seaman, I Company, 3rd Battalion, 9th Marines, 3rd Marine Division, 3rd Marine Amphibious Force, killed by small arm fire on May 30th, 1967, in Quangtree Province. That's not meaningful. Here's what's meaningful. Dave and I played high school basketball together. We spent many hours of our youth, particularly during the summer, hours and hours on some schoolyard playing basketball. He was a cut-up. Matter of fact, he drove our basketball coach crazy. He drove his teachers crazy. And in reality, they shook their heads and smiled when Dave was being Dave. And I really expect that he may have driven his DIs crazy, but I doubt that they smiled. All right, doubt very much that they smiled. Dave was an only son. In my mind's eye, Dave will always be 17 years old to me. He will always be 17 years old.
You are listening to comments from this morning's BCS All Veterans Organization Memorial Day program hosted this year by the Bryan VFW. The guest speaker this year is a member of the Bryan American Legion Post 159, John Hines.
Sergeant Robert Raymond Ecker, Weapons Platoon A Company, 1st Battalion, 503rd Infantry, 173rd Airborne Brigade, United States Army, Vietnam. Killed by small arms fire on February 5th, 1967 in Benoit Province, South Vietnam. If you have a tough guy in your school, not a bully, you have a tough guy in your school, Bobby was a tough guy. He loved the challenge of a fight. So when y'all were young, did you hang around burger joints? Long before we had this plethora of burger joints, we had in Springdale, Pennsylvania, something called Winkies, where you could get a hamburger for 15 cents. So that's where we all hung out. We were down there one night doing what we did best, hanging out. And a guy from a neighboring town, Oakmont, he pulls in. He says, where's this Bobby Ecker guy? I hear he's a tough guy from Springdale. Bobby said, yeah, that's me. So we went up to a field. Everybody turned their cars in, turned the lights on, and they fought. They were mad at each other. Bobby liked to prove how tough he was, and he absolutely loved the challenge. Now, I know Bobby lifted a lot of weights. He did play football one year, but Bobby lifted a lot of weights. You could see it in his upper body. He was lean and mean. The man never understood that you got to work on your legs, too. He had the skinniest legs that I've ever seen in my life, and I don't know how he carried a ruck on those legs. I really have no idea how he did it. But he did love a challenge, and I expect he loved his service. I can picture him attacking any challenge that life put before him. Bobby was 16 years old today. They are what Memorial Day means to you. To me, they and many others. I invite you, if you choose, to stand and share the person that gives meaning to your Memorial Day. And I'll pause while I do that, because here's what I want you to do. Anybody watch the news this morning? If I hear one more idiot on the news say Happy Memorial Day, I may have to throw something through my TV. Here's what I wish for you. I wish you a solemn, contemplative Memorial Day, where you come to terms with the fact that there's sorrow, there's remembrance. But if you want to celebrate something, celebrate those young men and women, right, in a spiritual way that they gave their lives so we can sit here on this Monday in May, or it is Monday, right, 2017, and guess what? We're still free. We still worship as we please. We are Americans, and we have to thank them for that. God bless our lost comrades. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Again, comments from the guest speaker at today's Bryan College Station All Veterans Organization Memorial Day program, John Hines, member of the Bryan American Legion Post 159. Also wanted to share with you the closing prayer from this morning's service, which was offered by Monsignor John McCaffrey of St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Bryan.
God our Father, today is yours. We thank you for giving us this beautiful opportunity to honor the men and women who so bravely served this country in the past as well as in the present. Father, we ask that you bless and strengthen those brave souls who selflessly gave of themselves without asking for anything in return. We ask that you heal our wounded warriors who returned home in pain after they gave their all for this great land. Bless them, restore their souls, heal their bodies, bring salvation to the lost. Father, we ask you to bless the families of our military, the ones who always stay behind while their loved ones go into battle. Keep them safe. Provide for their needs according to your abundance. And Father, Lord God, we ask that you bless a special blessing upon the families whose loved ones gave of their life for this country. Keep them safe and comfort their hearts. We thank you and praise you for the freedom that we all enjoy and share. And we ask your continuous blessings upon all our military personnel who give us this freedom. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear the comments from this morning's Memorial Day program online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.